Okay, so over the years, we've tried to collect the tight binding model for different systems. And I will try to show you the first calculation. The simplest calculation is if you just have a one-dimensional chain and you assume there's only one atomic orbital that you put in the unit cell. Then you get one band that looks like this, and the dispersion relationship is a cosine. If we had a linear chain with two atoms, so that we'd have to take two atomic orbitals, then when we solve the Schrödinger equation, there would be two coefficients we'd have to calculate, and we would get two bands. So right now we're only getting one band, but if there was a second atomic orbital in the problem, then we'd get two bands. And this would probably be a useful calculation for somebody to do as a student project, to take more atomic orbitals in the one-dimensional case, because the one-dimensional case is pretty easy to solve. And then you would get a more complicated band structure in tight binding. This is what a 2D square lattice looks like in tight binding. And then we have a few 2D. This is a 2D hexagonal lattice. And then there's a calculation for graphene. Graphene is a two-dimensional material. And it looks like hexagons. And there's carbons at the corners of all these hexagons. And there are two inequivalent sites in, so one of the sites is here, and the other one is there. This one has a bond going off to the left, and this one has a bond going off to the right. So the basis for graphene is these two, and that's repeated on a 2D hexagonal lattice. It's similar to silicon that has two atoms in the basis, even though they're both silicon atoms. Graphene has two carbon atoms in the basis. And because of this, when you do the calculation, you get two atomic orbitals that you have to use, one which bonds to the left and one which bonds to the right. And that gives these two lines in the calculation that comes out. So this is what graphene looks like. And graphene is a bit of a special material. The next one over is also a two-dimensional material. It's boron nitride. So boron nitride is like graphene, except on one of the sites there are boron atoms, and the other sites there are nitrogens. And a consequence of that is that the bands don't touch anymore. So there's a lower band and there's an upper band, and you can calculate the dispersion curve. It's not so difficult to calculate. You can see I've got the energy K dispersion relationship up here. Like graphene, boron nitride will also form tubes. So graphene, when you roll it up, you get a carbon nanotube. And boron nitride, you can roll up and get a carbon nanotube. And we have here some calculations for the dispersion relationship of carbon nanotubes. I'm not going to go into this very much. I will talk about this in the advanced course. I will calculate the dispersion relationship of carbon nanotubes, but I have it in the table because we calculated it with tight binding. And then here is the simple cubic calculation that I showed, and FCC. Then we've done BCC and hexagonal. I think that's the last crystal structure we've done. And then for many of them, we have then the density of states. Because if you know the density of states, you can calculate the thermodynamic properties. This is BCC. This is the FCC density of states. That's the simple cubic density of states. And then these are some of the two-dimensional structures where in these drawings, part of it's shaded in, indicating that the electrons are filled up to a certain point in the density of states. So this one is graphene. And for graphing, the states are filled to here, and then these are the empty states. Where it's filled to depends on the electron density of the crystal. So
I think if you click on this to calculate, the server is gone. Let's see if it will reconnect. Yes. Okay. Good. I can give the electron density in. So if I say that there are two atoms per unit cell and three electrons per unit cell,
the position of the Fermi energy changes because I changed the electron density by doing this.
Okay. And then you can, in principle, then use the density of states to calculate things like the chemical potential or the internal energy or the specific heat. And for some cases, we have put the plot in the table, but many cases we haven't gotten to it yet. But this would also be something that would be perhaps useful to do to show what the tight binding, what kind of specific heats and so forth the tight binding model produces.